On Sports Today, the coaches back-to-back for Paul McGovern at WA Hino, the big name in trucks.
On 882, 6PR.
There was a lot of exciting things about the wee Fremantle Dockers on the weekend. Hello, Ross Lyon.
G'day, Brad, Carl.
You'd like to bottle those that first quarter, wouldn't you? And start like that every week.
Yeah, but unfortunately you can't.
You said last week they weren't good enough. Well, at least this week they showed that they were.
Week's a long time in footy, Carl. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
All above the shoulders.
Yeah, well, and the attitude was unbelievable, wasn't it? Right from the start.
Yeah, well, we felt last week against Port, it was, you know, solid without being able to finish it off. So we come off a reasonable base against quality opposition, and we had a great week internally because they're not, your plan for them to be great, but they don't always come out the other side of the process that way. So, look, we went in with strong focuses and enthusiasm and, you know, in front of a parochial crowd, and we sort of delivered, which was good.
It was well deserved, and I know you would have thought he would handle it anyway, but do you sometimes get worried about when milestone games come up and such a big, you know, brouhaha made by us, you know, in the media to, you know, to celebrate someone like a Pavlich?
Well, I just think if we want to talk about the media, it's a really important role and our fans and members and involving them, you know, that's why we exist. So we certainly embraced it. But within, as much as we acknowledged it and we, you know, had functions and press conferences, our focus was quite mature and stayed on what we needed to do. We trained well, improved our footy, understood what Geelong was going to deliver. And pre-game was really calm and focused, and I was really confident that we would go out and give ourselves every opportunity.
Your senior group really, I just felt, as a unit led from the front, you know, when you consider Mundy and Hill and Barlow and Fife and Johnson and then Sandilands and Pavlich and Ballantyne, that whole group of senior players just combined so well.
They did, and that's the expectation. The majority of those guys are in our formal leadership group, and the reason they're put in there is for character and competence, so that combination should see them deliver when we're under pressure. And on the whole, they've been able to do that since my time here. And they lead everyone through and everyone jumps on board. So, it's been a terrific effort by them.
I know it's not the first time, but you saw fit to send Ryan to Stevie Johnson. You probably would have seen evidence earlier in the year when most clubs were trying to pick off Joel Selwood and Johnson was getting around and getting on his bike, wasn't he? So was that, you know, in your thinking, or was it just always the way you really wanted to go?
No, we were always going with Steve Johnson. We made the mistake early in the final. Mm. Joel is a great player, but he certainly gives you a look in the midfield. You're able to sort of win the ball. He ball hunts so well and wins it so well, but he gives you an opportunity the other way, as most players do. But Steve is so centre forward and so mercurial and ignites him in other ways that we thought we would go to Steve.
And Ryan, look, hasn't been bad, but he certainly really accepted the challenge, didn't he? I thought it was one of the better games he's played this year.
Yeah, and look, as always, there was periods he was stuck on the bench, and our team responsibility for Steve and really Joel, you know, Kelly, their top flight experienced players was really strong, because if you don't respect them, they'll lead the Cats over the top of you. So, yeah, Ryan was about 50% for the year, but it was a reflection of team help as well. So we just thought when the chain was broken, someone rolled across and just ran with Steve.
Mate, have you comprehensively belted sides in these areas like this? So clearances 46-28, stoppages 33-17, and contested possessions 161-119. I mean, they are a quality side, but you've destroyed them in those areas.
Well, they did that to us in round 16 last year. You have those nights where your effort's really strong and a lot goes right for you. But, yeah, at our best, we're certainly able to deliver on those numbers. And it's not a complicated game. You win the ball and then you're able to launch offensively from there. So, it was one of those nights where a lot went our way, but we did work hard to make it happen.
I don't think you could understate the efforts of Ballantyne on the weekend. It just goes to show, you know, how important it is to have that crummer at ground level under Pav and the big man's feet when the ball does go forward. Have you got confidence in someone else who can pick up the slack where Sonny Walters probably would have been? Because it's so important to you, more to your forward area, isn't it, that those two players are so good?
Well, we restructured on the weekend, to be frank. We had Pearce and Subin that really played centre-forward roles for us. You know, Matt DeBoer went to the sub, and Pearce and Subin had about 12 entries, and we thought their speed and skill and run really challenged the opposition as a threesome. So, yeah, those guys in combination were really exciting for us.
Now, sad news, Clancy Pierce did his shoulder. How bad is it?
No, very much like Gary Gibbetson. They just give it a wrench. So therefore the strength just gets knocked around a little bit, a week or two of rehab, and he'll be fit and firing. So we have a bye, and Peel have a bye, and then they have another bye. So he won't miss too much footy, and he was in really good touch, 13 possessions in the first quarter, and so it was good signs. But, yeah, fortunately we've come out unscathed there.
Pete of Henderson rang up, and he was just wondering how you felt that Colin Sylvia was travelling at this point.
He played very well on the weekend. He went forward and laid six tackles, kicked three, 16 possessions, and was really explosive and really high sprint. So, we think he can really come in and contribute in that sort of role.
Are you excited as a coach of this season, not only with your own team, but just the volatility of the results and the closeness of games and the upsets and the not-so-upsets? You must sit back at some times and just in your private time, Ross, and say, geez, what a competition this is this year.
Yeah, well, everyone's starting to bang on about our draw opens up, but people are writing or talking about those things, certainly aren't looking at Adelaide beat Collingwood, Melbourne beat Richmond. There's a lot of seesaw results, and that's the way it's designed. I knew coming in to be incredibly even. So it's what the AFL's been after. They've designed it. It's occurring. And so therefore, at this level, if you're off 5% in your intensity or you're working together, you're going to be under a lot of pressure. So, yeah, it's going to be a challenging year for everybody.
And, mate, as you well know, you know, you lose some key personnel like the Hawks have. They've now lost Gibson for 10 weeks. They've lost Mitchell for 12. Hodge Rioli, they've got Roughhead suspended. Lake is out as well. All of a sudden, you come back to the field pretty quickly, don't you?
Well, it challenges you, but they've proven over a long period of time they can cover without those guys and get them ready for the pointy end. So I just think at the moment there's clearly three, Port Adelaide, Hawthorn. I think Sydney's form at the moment with personnel availability and form rightly deserve those three to be premiership favourites. And I think the rest are trying to prove to be more consistent than we are at the minute.
What do you have in plan for yourself and the players this week, and what's the likelihood of the return of guys like McFarlane and those who have been slightly injured, you know, coming back after the break?
Yeah, we're focused on still finishing our review. We'll do a solid review tomorrow. We'll train our earliest session in the week, so it'll be a bit lighter, but we'll massage some work into them. The leaders will talk with the group, with myself and the conditioning guys, to map out a strong program. We've seen the perils of the break, Cats and the Pies just being off in the first quarter, so we'll try and plan our training around that and get us ready for the Bulldogs. And personally, I'll just whack away in Perth and spend some time at the club and try and get a handle on how we can improve our footy.
What does whack away mean?
Well, in my world, we're coming to the office really early and pouring through some spats. In your world, Brad, it might mean something else.
I think it does. That's why we're asking.
I'll send you some stuff.
Hey, Ross, I suppose the other extension of this weekend is that Peel Thunder don't play either, do they? So there'll be no one running around in the WAFL either.
No, and they just struck some really good form. Really should have won the week before. Up to Joondalup and a little bit of a home derby, really, wasn't it? South Frio Peel. So they'll have the week off, and the players are free to go interstate, but most of them are staying in Perth. But, you know, northwest coast of Tassie has really appealed to Brady Gray, the Wolf down there, so he's heading home. we hope to come back refreshed and vibrant and enthusiastic for the challenges ahead.
Good on you, Ross. Well done. Great effort. And we look forward to talking to you. And
I love that word, effort, Ross.
I'll email that whack stuff through to you, mate.
Have a good night. Bye.
Ross Lyon there from the Fremantle Dockers. Thanks to Paul McGovern down there at WA Hino in his car at this very point on his way home. Burry wouldn't miss this segment for quits. Let's clear the break. Come back with plenty of your calls, SMSs, and Adam Simpson not too far away with Coaches Back-to-Back for yesloans.com.au.
Sports Today, brought to you by the good sports at Yes Loans. 882.